This is TechCrunch.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
This is TechCrunch.
Here's your Daily Crunch. Coming up, TikTok's latest ban and its latest platform launch. But first, YouTube TV announced today that it expanded its partnership with internet service provider Frontier to launch a single billing option, which will allow customers in the U.S. to bundle fiber internet with YouTube TV on one bill. YouTube TV teamed up with Frontier in 2021 to give customers access to fiber internet and a live TV streaming service. However, they had to pay the provider separately. Today's launch of integrated billing will make it more convenient for users. Also, Frontier Fiber Internet customers will now get $10 off the YouTube TV subscription for 1 year, whereas existing Frontier TV customers will receive $15 off. The offering is likely to convince customers to switch to YouTube TV as Frontier no longer offers its TV service. YouTube TV has more than 5 million paid subscribers and trialers in the United States. Earlier this month, the company increased its subscription price to $72.99 per month, up from $64.99. Up next, while the U.S. government debates TikTok's future following last week's congressional hearing, the video entertainment platform today announced a new product called Branded Effects, aimed at businesses marketing themselves on its platform. The solution will allow brands to collaborate with TikTok effect creators to design custom effects, like AR experiences and other interactive features, to accompany their online campaigns and marketing efforts. The solution, Effect House Branded Effects, is an extension of TikTok's existing development platform, Effect House, launched roughly a year ago. With Effect House, the company had put the tools needed to develop AR effects into creators' hands, allowing them to extend TikTok's existing AR effect library, a competitive feature for its app. The suite also includes other things AR effect creators would need to get started, like templates, tutorials, and documentation that explains how to create specific types of effects, like segmentation, face mask, head tracker, face stretch, and 3D face, as well as how to use different textures, materials, lighting, and shadows, and more. The company suggests the product makes sense for a range of businesses, including brands working in spaces like personal care, beauty, consumer packaged goods, entertainment, and retail. Meanwhile, France is the latest country taking steps to ban TikTok from government-managed devices. The Minister of Public Transformation and Service and his services issued a statement announcing the move and the reasoning behind this change. But there's a twist. Instead of simply banning only TikTok, the French government is saying that all recreational apps are now banned from work devices. Government bodies state that they are concerned about data privacy. TikTok has said several times that the company doesn't share user data with the Chinese government and has tried to reassure European governments by saying that it will set up and run multiple data centers to store local users' data in Europe in the near future. Now let's see what's going on in the world of startups. Apple has quietly acquired a Mountain View-based startup, Wave One, that was developing AI algorithms for compressing video. Apple wouldn't confirm the sale when asked for comment, but Wave One's website was shut down around January, and several former employees, including one of Wave One's co-founders, now work within Apple's various machine learning groups. Paraform, a startup that wants to change how the recruiting industry works by taking a marketplace approach, is giving professional recruiters a new way to find work by going freelance. Today, Paraform announced that it has raised $1.4 million in seed funding. And the concept of shoppable videos has been around for at least a decade, with some big companies like Showroom, Firework, Vimeo, YouTube, and Klarna getting in on the action. The latest attracting investor attention is e-commerce video platform VideoWise, which now has a cash infusion of $3 million in a round that closed earlier this year. That's all for today. For more from TechCrunch, go to TechCrunch.com.
Spoken Layer.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.